From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Now, the last of our series of stories this week on ending homelessness. Every night in San Diego, roughly 4,600 people sleep in shelters or on the streets. For years, the city has talked about doing something about it, with little success. As NPR's Pam Fester reports, San Diego is now joining dozens of other cities in a new effort to move tens of thousands of chronically homeless people into permanent housing.
Let's start with a skeptic. And there are several who doubt that a new campaign to end homelessness in San Diego will succeed, that counting and interviewing the city's homeless will get them off the streets as promised.
Why are we counting homeless people? We've counted them for the last 25 years that I've been doing this. Count them for what?
Bob McElroy heads the Alpha Project, a nonprofit that helps the city's homeless. He says he's seen this movie before. The ending's always the same.
You're not going to allow us to build the housing for them in the treatment programs and the supportive housing programs. What do we count them again for? There's a whole bunch of people out there.
So now, here's what those leading the new campaign say in response. This time, things are different. The first difference is who's involved. Just about everyone in San Diego who has anything to do with homelessness is at the table.
Rick Schnell, I'm a sergeant on the San Diego Police Department. I supervise the homeless outreach team.
I'm Matthew Dardy with LaSar Development Consultants.
Lindsay Moskva, Office of Assemblymember Atkins.
The police, housing commission, hospitals, nonprofits, businesses, even the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. And they've joined 70 other cities, such as Phoenix, Seattle, and Nashville, in a campaign to house the nation's long-term homeless. It's led by a New York group called Common Ground. The strategy is work together, cut red tape, no more business as usual.
So we're not operating in silos anymore.
Robin Monroe is among those leading the effort. She's with the Downtown San Diego Partnership, a business group. She's driving me around a park in the heart of the city to show why even the business community's now on board. She points to a makeshift camp made out of 5 black umbrellas with several shopping carts nearby.
You can see there's people who live in there. On the other side, too.
She says this park is supposed to be the gateway to the commercial district, but instead, it's a barrier, scaring off customers and retailers alike. She says it's a humanitarian issue.
But it's also an economic issue. Your business is not going to do as well if people have to crawl over somebody sleeping in your doorstep.
And people are sleeping all over this downtown, on corners, sidewalks, under bridges. I visited one campsite beneath the interstate, where almost 100 people spend the night. And many here clearly need help. One woman screams in the darkness that there are snakes crawling all over her. A longtime homeless veteran named Brian Whitworth nervously pulls me away.
You never know what's going to happen from one second to the next. Imagine how can you try and sleep at night when you got people walking around. They're going to try and threaten your life at every second of your life. It's scary.
The situation is pretty dire, but those running the new campaign say it costs more if they do nothing. That is about $25,000 a year to house a chronically homeless person, even with services like medical care. But that it can be 4 or 5 times that amount if someone stays on the streets, repeatedly using things like the emergency room.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi. Would you like us to take our shoes off?
No, it's okay.
Philip Dowd is among the first to be housed under the campaign. Volunteers went out last fall to interview the city's homeless and create profiles so they could house the most serious cases first. They found the 53-year-old veteran and his girlfriend sleeping under a bridge and offered him a $5 fast food coupon if he'd answer some questions.
I didn't really think anything would come to anything.
Dowd is soft-spoken, and his hair and mustache are neatly trimmed. But he's a former drug addict who's been homeless on and off for 20 years, also in and out of jail, usually for what he calls stupid offenses, like stealing a flashlight.
You gotta have a flashlight when you're homeless, you know, to see stuff, you know. See the medicine bottles and, you know, or whatever.
He says it's hard to take medication when you're on the streets, but it's a vicious cycle. Dowd suffers from anxiety, depression, high blood pressure. If he doesn't take his medicine, he gets stressed, even violent, ending up in the emergency room or jail. But now in his new one-bedroom apartment...
Oh, my medicine right there that I got to take, you know.
He shows me dozens of pills neatly organized in a plastic container.
That's, you know, AM, PM. But see, I take like 30 pills a day.
Living on the streets is not good for your health.
Clay King is chief of social work at the VA in San Diego. His agency is providing housing vouchers to the campaign and services such as health care and counseling. The idea is to make sure that people like Philip Dowd stay housed and hopefully lead more productive lives.
Our case managers help the veteran with all those steps. We go to used furniture stores to get furniture for the veteran when he finds the apartment or she finds the apartment, and we help the veteran move in.
He says lots of people are pitching in, which makes this campaign so promising. The county's paying for case managers. The city wants to build a permanent homeless shelter. Local businesses and nonprofits funded the survey. Still, it's slow going. Only 13 of the more than 700 homeless people surveyed last fall have been permanently housed so far. Organizers say they're on track to house more than 100, but future budget cuts could hinder the plan.
Hi, good morning. I was wondering if we could leave a message for a veteran.
Caleb Raw is with a team of VA caseworkers. They've stopped at a day center where many of San Diego's homeless hang out. They're trying to follow up with one of the veterans they found on the streets last fall. They don't see him, but they do run into Patrick Sean Williamson, who's also on their list. Williamson is surprised to find himself suddenly surrounded by caseworkers.
Yeah, so what's it all about here?
So we're pretty much trying to follow back up from that initiative back in September when we did a survey, and we're looking for a certain number of veterans from that survey.
Ra tells Williamson they might be able to help him. He looks like a good candidate. He can't afford a place to live. He's been homeless for 3 years, and he's in bad health. His legs are red and swollen.
My diabetes is what caused me to have a problem getting a job. And now it's gotten to the point where I've been out of work so long, I don't think I can get a job around here.
The VA workers arrange for Williamson to come to their offices the following day. They think they can get him a permanent place to live. Organizers hope that with each success, they'll build momentum and convince the skeptics that things have indeed changed.
Thank you.
Okay, yeah, we'll see you tomorrow.
I'm glad I finally got to talk to somebody. Nobody's seen that.
And Williamson will be even happier a week later when he finds himself off the streets in a new apartment. Pam Fessler, NPR News.
This is NPR.